Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call in a little bit, because right now we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. We have tons of things to talk about, so we're going to get right into it. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So we're going to try and get everything we can to talk about. Let's start right away with the late spring application, A2.
Sure. So anybody that has the fall fertilizer or the fertilizer program, I know we're getting into the summer months, so you want to get that late spring fertilizer down now. As we get into the hotter summer months, it's important that the soil is prepared with the proper fertilization and microbes needed so that your lawn can effectively absorb water and nutrients. Keeping your lawn on this schedule, slow small feedings throughout the year, it's going to help make it stay dark and green and lush throughout the late spring and as we get into the summer. And I know some of the people have asked us if a full bag of fertilizer isn't needed, can they use it for next season? And the answer is absolutely yes. Perhaps their lawn is smaller than the 6,000 square feet. So I wanted to remind your listeners that we do have the shaker jug of fertilizer that is ideal for smaller lawns. Homeowners with these smaller lawns should consider our small lawn fertilizer. It's a fertilizer in a 1504 fertilizer analysis, and it's ideal for townhomes, beach houses, and small turf areas. And the coverage of a shaker jug is up to 1,000 square feet. And it's a perfect applicator, like we've talked about with our shaker jugs. You can just sprinkle it around your lawn, and the 1504 really had some good results. So anybody with a small lawn or small turf area that you want to treat something with, this is an ideal product for that.
Perfect. Now, to go on with a little bit more information on this, you do have the Know and Grow library that they can reference, right?
Oh, absolutely. And since we're talking about lawn care, we've already started hearing people having diseases affecting their lawn. So the lawn, the diseases are coming about in the summer months, and we're plagued with the hot, humid days. So during this time where we're having high humidity, diseases can occur in the lawn, and brown patch is a big issue for many lawns. Brown patch will dry the grass blades. They'll make them wither and turn light brown. And you can see like irregular shapes throughout your lawn. Affected areas can range from several inches to several feet. So the fungus that causes brown patch resides in your soil normally, but these specific conditions of high humidity will experience an outbreak, and you'll notice that. So that's why we like to reference our Know and Grow library. And there's a link to turf diseases that will help to identify and provide information as to what's going on. During our last conversation, we talked about mowing height and the proper way to mow. And one reason why we always reference to mow your lawn high is that when you mow too short, it greatly increases the chance of brown patch. So if you see that your lawn is showing signs of brown patch, we want to make sure that you're watering correctly. And what that means is that you want to water deeply and infrequently and allow the lawn to dry in between watering. Usually one deep watering a week is sufficient. And our fertilizers will help to protect your lawn from damage, but it's important to also take care of them culturally. So some things you might consider if you see that you have thatch in your lawn is removing some of that during the cooler months. And also we recommend seeding in the fall. But going back to the Know and Grow library, under the turf diseases, there's some articles about talking how to control lawn disease, how to treat brown patch. Even a lot of people have called in and talked about moss and algae in their lawn. So there's several articles there that you can look at and glean some information so that not only are you using the fertilizer, but you're taking care of your lawn properly to get the best results for your lawn care.
Awesome. Now, if we're going to fly through a couple more things here, but this is a great way that to follow up and get some information about what to use, about everything we just kind of just talked about. That being said, let's touch base on protolizer a little bit. You did talk about the brown patch and other lawn diseases and how this can help, what we can do to help it. But protolizer is part of that as well, can help that by continuing to use that regularly, right?
That is correct. And that's why we talk about fertilizer so much on your show, is because it has so many benefits to the plants and the lawns. And one benefit to using fertilizer in your lawn is that it will help to reduce the fungal count that's in your lawn. So fertilizer helps to ward off disease and fight the pathogens that can attack your lawn. And what it does is it acts like a barrier around the roots, and it'll also eat the bad pathogens that are attacking the plant. So if you can visualize a root system, the roots have hairs where the disease can enter the plant. And fertilizer will inoculate these hairs, preventing the disease from gaining entry and damaging the plant. So if you determine you have brown patch or any diseases in your lawn, you can mix fertilizer with some water and spray it on your lawn to help with the disease resistance. And like we've already always talked, using fertilizer for your plants and your vegetables. So for the people that have planted this spring or transplanted their vegetables into a garden, don't forget to water in your fertilizer every 2 weeks to help resist the transplant shock and build those stronger roots. It doesn't take much of fertilizer to use. If you get the small 6-ounce container, it takes a tablespoon of the scoop of the fertilizer per 1 gallon of water, and you can mix it in the soil as well. So that way you're making sure that you get all of those microbes down around the root zone to help protect those roots and build strong plants.
Definitely, definitely worth it. And using it alongside, a fertilizer, like a plant food, like your all-purpose plant food, right?
That's correct. So whether you're growing ornamentals, shrubs, vegetables, if you have plants inside, be sure that your plants are getting the right nutrients to grow, flower, and prosper. So all-purpose plant food from Natural Alternatives comes in two different formulations. We have a 5-5-5 and a 5-0-5. They both come in shaker jugs, so it's easy to apply. So when you're out working in your garden or your ornamentals, you can make sure that you're sprinkling this down around the root zone and where it goes into the soil. And we want to make sure that you're continuing to feed all summer long. So think of these fertilizers as food and nutrients for the plants, while the fertilizer acts as probiotics and vitamins to help keep those plants healthy and strong all season long.
The combination of the two is deadly in a good way, right?
Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just think it is the more and more we talk about fertilizer and the fertilizers, the more I learn from you about these things. And I just wanted to add, there's even some more information in the Know and Grow library about this as well.
Oh, yes. And, you know, we were talking, you know, we talk a lot about the Know and Grow library. And for people planting vegetables into their gardens and so forth, if you go under our plant section of the Know and Grow library, there's your gardens can get disease as well. And, you know, a lot of people have suffered with tomato blossom end rot. And that's those black spots that can come on to the plants and or the tomatoes. So that's one article that's there that they might want to take a look at and see if some things that you can do. And fertilizer will help with this. But tomatoes need calcium. So our fertilizer, the 555, does have the calcium in it. So using that around your plants as well as the fertilizer should help to reduce the chance that they're going to get that blossom end rot, which is really important. And then talking further about the Know and Grow and working with nature, a lot of us feel that, you know, working outside and planting and taking care of our plants is very soothing and therapeutic. So when we develop products, we want to ensure that we create products that maintain a healthy outdoor environment. So we want to work with nature, not against it. And do you want to get a break?
Yeah, we're gonna hit a break here in about 5-10 seconds here. We're gonna take that break. We'll be back with Karen. We're gonna go a little bit more into detail. We have a lot to talk about, so hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're joined right now by Karen from Natural Alternative. Karen, I want you to just finish up what you were starting to touch base on, but our break came at that time. You were talking a little bit about the Know and Grow Library with the working with nature.
That's correct. So when we develop products, we want to ensure that we create products that maintain a healthy outdoor environment. We want to work with nature and not against it. And you'll hear us talk many times about the beneficials in the soil as well as the bees. And I heard you talking about the bees earlier this morning, and I thought it was kind of interesting because that was one of the things I wanted to reference on our website under the Know and Grow. And working with nature, there's two articles there. One's talking about busy bees and how they can help us, and there's another article on how to build a pollinator garden. So there's some things that you can get there, some information that help you make sure that you have pollinators in and around your lawn. And for those that have a lot of mosquitoes, there's the benefits of having bats in your backyard. So it's not one of my favorite things, but that's a benefit as they will help to eat the mosquitoes.
Definitely. Now let's talk about the pest control. We have a number of things we can discuss. So let's start off with the grub gone.
Sure. So Grub Gone, anybody that has purchased the Grub Gone, now is the last chance to apply it. Grub Gone is it's an Army registered product, and you want to get it down before that the grubs start to emerge. If you have already applied the Grub Gone, then that's good. If you haven't, and we're going to start seeing beetles here in the next couple of weeks, going into late June and July, and we do have a product called Beetle Gone, and that's going to help to prevent damage to your flowers, your bushes, and so forth. So Beetle Gone is the same thing as the Grub Gone. It's in a powder that you would mix with water and spray on your plants. It's certified by the EPA as a National Organic program. It's safe for all pollinators. So going back to working with nature, we want to make sure that, you know, we're protecting those bees as well.
Now, keeping on the same pest control, we can be working on mosquitoes in an organic way as well, right?
That is correct. So, again, we have our hose and spray unit. It's an 8-ounce bottle that covers up to 10,000 square feet. Simply hook it on the end of your hose, and you can walk around. Make sure you spray your lawn, your mulched areas, underneath the plants where the leaves, where the mosquitoes can hide. And it's great. It'll cover and control and repel mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. And for people that have larger areas to cover, we have our Tick Kills, which is the same ingredient. It's just in a concentrate formula. And that comes in an 8-ounce bottle, a 32-ounce bottle, and a 64-ounce bottle. So those bottles can treat from up to 1 acre to over 7 acres. So you're getting a lot of control out of those. And you want to continue to reapply every 30 days for maximum control. And especially if you have a large rainfall afterwards, you might need to reapply. So a little extra to have around doesn't hurt.
Perfect. We're supposed to get some good rain later, so I might wait till after, if I were you, to be applying this, maybe Monday afternoon to Tuesday, because up here we're supposed to get some good rain. Real quick, so we got less than a minute left. Last pest control, you guys, you have others, but the last one, the chase mole control.
So if you notice you have molds in your lawn, we offer a biodegradable, environmentally friendly way to remove and repel the molds. It's a corn cob pellet. It has castor oil on it, and it comes in a 6-pound bag. It'll cover 6,000 square feet. And you basically want to start from your house and work your way out because you want to chase them from your house. So the smell will chase them. And that is under our pest control area of the website. And, again, our website is naturalalternative.com. And if you have any questions regarding anything that we spoke about, our phone number is 888-546-5941. And use the PPGC coupon code to get 10% off any of the products we talked about.
Awesome. Thank you, Karen. We almost got to everything. It was one little thing, but... Go to the website, naturalalternative.com. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News.
Ukraine officials are pushing back against President Biden's claims that Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky brushed off U.S. warnings of an impending Russian invasion right before the start of the Russia-Ukraine war. Now, President Biden made the comments while speaking to donors in Los Angeles, California, about his continued support for Ukraine. The IRS will be increasing the standard mileage rates in the middle of the year instead of the end, and this is all in response to rapidly rising gas prices. 3 of the 4 mileage rates will increase by 4 cents per mile. The mileage rates that were increased are used to calculate tax deductions and will go into effect July 1st. This is USA Radio News.
The House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack revealed at its inaugural hearing that former President Donald Trump's top Republican allies in Congress sought pardons after the January 6th insurrection. At the hearing, the panel's Vice Chair Liz Cheney named only one Republican member of Congress, Congressman Scott Perry, who sought a presidential pardon for his effort to overturn the 2020 election results. The committee did not elaborate on which other House Republicans were asking for pardons. A U.S. tourist who threw an electric scooter down Rome's Spanish Steps has been banned for life from the site. The 28-year-old U.S.-American traveler was caught on tape. After reviewing the footage, the police caught up with the woman and her companion and fined them $400 each. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Mass.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have two questions, if I
sure.
may.
Yeah.
One is I have like 10 rhododendrons around the property. In some years, I snap the dead flowers, and other years, I don't. If I snap the flowers, the dead flowers, does it add new flowers next year, more, or something like that?
Well, so what it does is it allows the plant to grow and produce more branching, which will allow the plant to get stronger and reflower for you next year. The idea behind this is waiting till after it flowers, because if you do it before, you're cutting off this year's blossoms. So by cleaning them up right after they blossom, getting rid of them will help for next year. It'll help by the plant turning its attention right back to rejuvenating versus going to seed. Right? Because if you look at the flowers, they turn to seed pod afterwards. That's the goal of every plant. By cutting them back as they're gone, it refocuses the plant, gets the energy back into the plant, and allows it to go bigger. So it definitely will help for next season.
Okay, Mike, thank you. The second question is hummingbirds. I grow scarlet runner beans because they're red, and I get maybe one or two hummingbirds in the yard. Can't get any more than that.
Okay.
I have the feeder, and they change it often. Any suggestions?
So one of the things to do for hummingbirds is take a look at their migration cycle and see where they are, right? they have maps out there of showing when they're...
I kind of done that.
Okay.
Yeah, so they come late around here, and they leave early September.
Yeah, so, you know, at this point in time, they're in our area, right? They've really gotten into
our area. They've been sighted all over Massachusetts. What I'd be looking to do is just looking at more, you know, how many plants do you have? Did you say?
Of the ovary scout runner beans?
Yeah.
I have 10 poles, plus I have at least, don't fall off the chair, 30 Rosa Sharon plants around the yard.
Gotcha. Well, so, you know, what I would also be looking at doing is trying to bring in some perennials that will flower at, you know, a few different times, to bring them in multiple times versus just one, right?
Right.
So maybe look at, you know, looking at like a morning glory. They do enjoy that. Shady areas you can do in patience. Columbine, they like coneflower, which is a little bit later in the season. What else is there? There's zinnias. They like zinnias, right? Nasturtium. So multiple times during the season, you know, to keep them wanting to come back. When you have a lot of the same, they kind of say, all right, I've been there, done that. So if you kind of pull it out throughout the season, so you break up the cycle, so it has water, flowers, you know, different times throughout to want them to come back to it. So that's another thing to be looking at.
Okay, I'll try that.
All righty.
Thank you.
Have a great one, Tom.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I want to say thank you again for Karen for coming on and giving us some great information. We will touch base at some point soon again. You know, a lot of information on their Know and Grow website. So take a look at it. To get some of that info, because I think it is very important, especially taking a look at some pollinator type things here. Pollinator week starts in about a week, starts on the 20th. So pollinator week is a great week to think about what else you can be adding to the garden, what type of plants, right? A lot of people, when they think of pollinator week, almost think like native at the same time. So that's up to you on how you want to do this. Just as long as you can get pollinators into the yard. And they do have a bunch of different websites out there with information. Mass.gov actually has one, you know, about native pollinator gardens. With some information that you can pull. They have 37 different plants that they talk about that for perennials. They've got 29 shrubs, 14 trees, 3 grasses, just to give information on pollinators. So look into it, because I think it is important for you to get that information. We do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Patty's in Cape Cod.
Patty, welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I was wondering, I'm growing corn, and it's about probably a foot tall to 2 feet tall. And how do I prevent the tassels from getting the corn getting worms in organic matter that I could spray on them? Every year I grow corn. It ends up getting bugs and worms, and I got a big field of it. So any suggestions?
Okay. Now, there is something you can do. These are the corn earworms.
Yes.
They start early when it's about 10% of that silk is showing up.
Yep.
The best way is preventative maintenance, right? Excuse me. And preventative maintenance is by getting this done ahead of time, spraying, taking care of the plant before. So what can we do? There are some ways to do this. You can look at some of the different insecticides out there. Do you want to start with organic? Do you want to go with synthetic? A lot of us will want to go organic, right? Because of the fact that we're going to eat it.
Yep.
Sorry, the pollen, everything, my allergies are killing me here. I do apologize.
It's okay.
So what can we do to take care of this? Right, that's the big question. So when they're starting out, we can be looking at using a BT, so a Bacillus thuringiensis, right, before they really start to form. Before the worm starts to form, because we want to get them when they're small. When they do start to develop, that's when we switch over to the Captain Jacks to spray when they're there. So it's kind of a combination. It's like I kind of almost look at it as the same way as I would with like the winter moth when it was there. We try to get them early and then we get them later so they don't come back and don't keep going. So we can use the couple options, BT early. We could also use all seasons oil, right? So all seasons oil will take care of some of the eggs as well, some of the small insects there. You could use the Captain Jacks, like I was saying. And then there's even some suggestions on using 8 Yard and Garden. I would stick away from that, like, because 8 is a synthetic, right? So I'd be looking at using it, the Captain Jacks or the All Seasons oil. Both of them will suffocate anything that's forming in there. Like I said, the other one would be using BT. So they might call it... They should call it BT. It's like a spray form. How big of an area do you have?
Not real big. I'm not good with like a 12x12 or it's a medium size.
Okay.
Yeah.
So another suggestion, and I pull up Bonide's website because I want to make sure that I have the right insecticide on it. And they actually have a note for corn earworms. Might be a little harder than the spray. They actually say, so one option is plant tight husk corn varieties or put a clothespin or rubber band on the tip of husk as it's starting. And then place a drop full of like mineral oil in the tip of the ear when the silks have withered, but before they turn brown. You can also apply BT or inject nematodes into husk during silking. So there's a few things to be doing. That's a little more to it, but I think the combination of applying BT early, so BT now before the silk is really starting to form, because those, if you've had them and they keep coming back, the corn earworm is very small. It's in the first and second end star. So it can be taken care of by BT, and that's another organic product. And then in 7 to 10 days using a Captain Jacks, and you can buy that in like a hose end. So you can just spray all the corn all over, and it suffocates them so they don't get into that next stage as well. So it's a combination, I think, is the way to do it.
Okay, so right now, because they're just green, and they're nice and healthy looking,
yep.
We'll do the BT. We'll spray that on now, and then, so I guess I'm confused. I'm just going to run this through my mind here with
yep.
you. I'm going to spray the BT now, and then when the tassels start coming, then I do the Captain Jacks, and in addition to that, I'll put a rubber band around the tassels or a clothespin.
So put as the husk is just starting, right, at the tip of it, mm-hmm. as it's starting to mm-hmm. silk a little bit, that's when you'll yep. put that clothespin on there, right yep. as it's just starting. using the Captain Jacks, you would use that about 10 to 14 days after using BT.
Gotcha.
Okay, BT and Captain Jacks are both organic, so they don't have a long residual. Usually 10 to 14 days max, so that's why we'll go with the BT. You know, you, in about 7 to 10 days, 10 to 14 days, you can just take a look at the back of the package. Then you go into the Captain Jacks, and that'll suffocate anything that's starting to form in there. The Captain Jacks will slowly seep into the husk, into the silking, and get rid of them that way. The thing is they're both organic, right? They'll say on the package, right on the back, how many days you can use this prior to harvest. We're far from harvesting corn right now, so it's fine to be doing this at this point. And I think it's going to help you. And you use it as a preventative as well. Don't just use it as a curative.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Okay.
All right, Patty.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And just say I appreciate the call in, Mason, with the idea what to help with the allergy. So I appreciate it. So thank you for that. And let's get back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Fran is in Vermont.
Fran, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Question about trimming lilac bushes.
Sure.
I have a couple that we planted a few years ago. They were young, and they're doing really well now. But I want to try to keep them small. So would this be the time to they just finished flowering a couple of weeks ago. Would this be a good time to trim back? And if so, how far can I trim to keep them like a six-foot height?
Yeah, so perfect time to be pruning them back, right?
Okay.
What I want you to do while you're pruning, realize that every cut that you make, two shoots will probably come out of there, okay?
Okay, uh-huh.
Because of the hormone behind it. There's a hormone that's the lead hormone. When you cut that, the hormones behind it try to create more of a plant so they compete to become the new leader, and then two become sometimes three, whatnot.
Right.
So,
and so it'll be, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
So if I trim it back, I mean, can I cut off as much as a piece of, a 2 foot growth?
So how tall are they now?
They're just past 6 feet.
Okay. And you want to keep them to that 6 foot level? Is that what you're looking to do?
Right.
So this is the reason why I was going into the growth there is think about it this way. If we want to get it to 6 feet, we're not going to cut it back to 6 feet now because that new growth, especially for next year, could go above that. So we'll look at it and say, I want to cut a third of the plant back, right? So the rule of thumb is a third, but
That being said, I want you to look at it two ways. One, a third of what is green and showing leaves, because we want to cut right above a leaf junction. Because
right.
sometimes with the deciduous shrubs, the lower into the plant, there's no like buds or leaves or anything. You cut it too low, you might as well just cut it all the way back to the ground, right? Because there's nothing,
mm-hmm.
there's no buds there. So we want to cut right above leaf junctions or buds.
Okay.
What you can also do is, at this point, sometimes thin out the lilac. Maybe it's taking a couple branches all the way down to allow the growth to be in the other parts of it. It's kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, I've done this on rhododendrons where I want to cut it and I know that I want to keep it a certain height, but I'm going to cut some of these leaders completely out because the rest of it can kind of fill in and I'm not going to lose the shape of it. So some of these you can thin out. It lets the air flow through, but it also redirects the energy to the growth on the rest of the plant. So when you mm-hmm. do make cuts on others, they might produce maybe three shoots versus two. Okay, so you can cut it back by a third, but on some of it you can cut back even more.
Okay.
So
all right.
This is the perfect time to do it because it's after it's done blooming. And you're doing it for next year, and you're not going to affect anything. I wouldn't wait much longer than the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Usually what happens when it comes to anything that we're pruning, almost anything, when we hit about July 4th, that's usually when it's the hot time of year, and cutting back can sometimes dehydrate the plant and shock it too much. So just look for that. So do it within the next couple weeks.
Okay.
The other thing I would do is water the day before. Or, you know, the morning of, because mm-hmm. what it's going to do is when you do cut some of those branches, it tries to absorb water from below. And if it's a dry plant, it's going to pull air into the plant. We want it to pull moisture to help with that. Okay.
Okay.
So I would definitely look at that. And then you can fertilize the plant with like a plant tone if you haven't already, just to give it back some nutrients because you're cutting it and shocking it a little bit. We want it to be able to say, all right, I have everything I need, and it's not going to go into shock. Okay?
And the plant tone numbers?
Plant tone, I think, is like, it's either 433 or 343. It's very minimal.
Okay.
All right, and it's a Spoma product called Plant Tone.
Okay. I have another question. Can I hold?
Yeah, definitely. Hang tight. It's going to be about 6 or 7 minutes, but I'll be back on the other side, and we can answer those. So hang tight.
Great. Thank you.
For everyone else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.